Does your church need a backup organist? The Virtual Organist service from Church Music Solutions is the next best thing to an on-site organist. Send us your musical choices, including liturgy and hymns. We'll assemble your service and send it to an iPad that controls your church's organ on Sunday. The result is genuine organ leadership on your instrument with your selections when you need it. See our videos on YouTube or visit our website at churchmusicsolutions.com.
I see Assad, who has protected Christians for a number of decades, and then I see the Islamic rebels on the other side who have been attacking Christians.
I just know lots of people who consider the American State Department to be just as ignorant and just as prejudiced on issues of religion as some people in the elite media, and that's saying something.
The construction of Jesus was very similar to the construction of Robin Hood. He is a composite character made from a number of wandering priests a couple thousand years ago.
Well, he has not a clue as to what the evidences are in behalf of the historical Jesus.
Washington jet drivers love issues, etc.
Well, it was only weeks ago, it seemed. Maybe it was months. My memory is not great. But it was only weeks ago, it seems to me, that we were talking with Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse. She was actually spending some time in my home state of Illinois. She was spending some time at the State House in Springfield, and she was there talking and in the midst of some legislative debate, talking to the lawmakers there about the fool's errand that the advocates for same-sex marriage intended to send them on. And I don't know if it was because of her testimony there, certainly didn't hurt. Illinois narrowly defeated? I don't know if you'd call it defeated. They failed to pass approval for same-sex marriage. That was kind of a shocker, I think. Most people thought Illinois would be a natural for the advancement of the redefinition of marriage, but it hasn't proven as easy a row to hoe. So a new strategy is underway. A new strategy for the proponents of same-sex marriage in Illinois involves the labor unions and involves changing, reframing the conversation a little bit. Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse of the Ruth Institute will be with us for the first 10 minutes of the program. We'll talk about that new strategy in Illinois to try and advance legally same-sex marriage. Then Pastor Tom Baker joins us to teach a Sunday school lesson. We'll talk about the prophet Nathan rebuking King David and the story there in 2 Samuel of adultery, murder, a massive cover-up, then repentance and the forgiveness of sins. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse is a regular guest. She's founding president of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she's author of the books Smart Sex and Love in Economics. Jennifer, welcome back.
Thanks, Todd.
Here's the new strategy, attempt to get some allies in the union and the immigrant community in Illinois to advance the redefinition of marriage. Has this strategy been tried in other states, to your knowledge?
I can't say that I've seen anything quite like it before. The scale that we're talking about and the institutional commitment to it. Now, we saw something a little bit similar back in, I guess it would have been 2010, when there was a group of people who were trying to persuade Hispanics that they should vote their values, okay? So there was a campaign called Vote Your Values, and it was, you know, a Spanish bus tour up and down the state of California. And I remember some of the people on that trip telling me that quite often union people would be out there to protest and object to this campaign. And, of course, that campaign had a particular candidate in mind. It was Carly Fiorina that they were working for, but be that as it may, so the you know, the whole Democratic establishment comes out to be against anything that's going to promote a Republican candidate. So there they were, all the union workers in their purple shirts, I guess it is, you know, the SEIU people and that. And a lot of them were Hispanics. And they would listen to the talks that the pro-marriage people were giving and the pro-life people were giving, and they came up afterward and they said, you know, we kind of agree with you more than what our people told us that we were supposed, you know, we were sent out here to follow you around, basically, but we agree with what you're saying. So that was what came to mind. That was the image that came to mind when I read this story about what they're trying to do in Illinois. You know, it institutionally it makes some sense, but at the level of the ground game, I think they're going to encounter some resistance within their own ranks.
It was only weeks ago, I think, that they had their previous strategy, which was to push the civil rights angle for the redefinition of marriage in Illinois. Why in this state do they appear to be moving away from that strategy?
Well, because that was a big flop. That's why. It didn't work. I mean, African Americans simply did not get the memo that says that race and sexual orientation are equivalent. And every time you try to send them that memo, they tear it up and throw it away. You know, they don't agree with that. They're simply not buying that line of argument. And so we know pretty well who they're targeting. There are minority legislators in Chicago who they are targeting to try to get them to support the redefinition of marriage, or to at least stop fighting it, you know. So they're trying to at least neutralize those guys, if not get them to switch sides. And so that line of argument simply has been a big flop, and so now they're trying to, and in fact it was offensive. And it was offensive to a lot of those people to use the civil rights argument. And so now they're switching strategies and, you know, trying something else.
Okay. As in all politics, it comes down to margins.
And
the margin was rather narrow.
Yep.
That the advocates of same-sex marriage didn't get what they wanted in Illinois by really a few votes. Are those the few votes that they're hoping to affect by changing strategies?
Well, presumably so, presumably. And I think part of what they're doing, too, is that they're – and what's new, to the best of my knowledge and what's going on in Illinois, is the way that they're getting committed institutional support from the unions and from the immigration activists. And so, you know, they realize that their obvious supporters are within the Democratic coalition, broadly defined, and so they're trying to activate a different part of that to overcome the resistance that they unexpectedly encountered among the people who are normally reliable Democratic voters, namely Black and Hispanics.
So is this the in essence, the foundation of the base for this movement? They're saying, they are essentially saying, we need to go to the Democratic base on this issue in Illinois if we're going to get this thing passed.
Well, you know, that's a very interesting question, because politics is always a collection of people, right? You have to create a coalition to get things done. And so if you're trying to do something that benefits the gay community, the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community, all the group of people who are not, who define themselves by being not strictly heterosexual, that's all self-definition, right? That group of people, there aren't enough of them to get something done on their own. So they have to form alliances with somebody. And in some environments, they can form alliances with other sexual revolutionaries, you know, and there are enough of those people that they can get things done in some contexts. Well, here, the resistance to the civil rights analogy was so strong, and the resistance to this part of the sexual revolution is so strong among their likely voters, that they have to do something else to build some different type of coalition. And so that's what they're trying to do. And I think it's very interesting, the kind of argument that they're using. They're setting aside the civil rights language. They're not talking about fairness and so on. Now it appears that what they're going to do is start talking about love and commitment, and how these gay couples are just like you and me. They just love each other. They just want to be together. How can you stop them from doing that? And all of that is very nice, except that it begs the important question of, why do you have marriage in the first place? What's the public interest in marriage? What's the essential public purpose of marriage? Why does government have anything to do whatsoever with the question of who you love and who you're committed to? And the only coherent answer to that question is the one thing they don't want to talk about, which is the issue of justice to children. That is, children are entitled to a relationship with both of their parents. And if they don't have that, somebody has deprived a child of a relationship with both parents. They've got to have a good reason for it. And if they don't have a good reason, it's a structural injustice to the child. That's the point, and that's the thing no one in the sexual revolution has ever wanted to discuss. They never want to come anywhere near discussing it. Going all the way back to Marx and Engels, when they go on and on about how terrible the bourgeois monogamous family is, they never talk about children and where they come from and how they get raised. They never want to discuss that. So, you know, what you're looking at here is really the, in a sense, the revolutionary coalition that doesn't like capitalism, that doesn't like the world as it is, that has different kinds of problems with the world as it is. They're trying to put together a coalition of those people to help them support the redefinition of the social world, right, which is mother, father, baby. You know, we're going to remove that understanding of who counts as a parent. We're going to take that out of the law. We're going to take mother and father out of the law, replace it with generic parents. We're going to take husband and wife out of the law, replace it with generic spouses. And they've got to find some new people to help them get that done, and because the blacks and Hispanics are just not going along quietly with that program.
With only 30 seconds, if I'm a member of a labor union, should I feel a little insulted that the advocates of gay marriage think that I am so in the tank for anything that the Democratic Party might propose that I would salute no matter what they run up the flagpole? 30 seconds.
Well, you know what? A lot of union members are kind of used to being in that position because union members end up supporting through their dues a lot of things that they don't really support politically. You know, and that goes back to Ronald Reagan when the trade unions, the labor unions, supported the Democrats, and union workers, blue-collar workers, started voting in large numbers for conservative Republicans like Ronald Reagan. And so that conflict is nothing new. And this, I think, for some of the blue-collar members of these unions, it's going to be particularly galling to them that they're going to be asked to vote and support the redefinition of marriage, which I think a lot of them probably don't want.
Will it work? 15 seconds.
Sorry? Oh, you know what? Todd, listen, this is the thing. Will it work? I think eventually they're going to try to wear people down. And the only question is whether the Illinois Family Coalition, the whole group of family organizations that have held it off this long, how long can they hold out? Because I'll tell you, those guys are good guys. Dave Smith, Paul Capria, all those guys, Illinois Family Institute, the Illinois Family PAC, those are good guys who know what they're doing. And you know, these guys are just pulling out all the stops trying to wear them down. So, you know, will it work? I don't know if it's going to work, you know. But they understand, the guys who are supporting gay marriage, understand that they have to have a very fine-grained ground game to get their job done that they want to get done. And all I can say is God bless the Illinois Family Institute.
Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris is founding president of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she's author of the book Smart Sex and Love in Economics. And you'll find a link to the website and the blog for the Ruth Institute under the Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org. Thanks, Jennifer.
Thanks, Todd.
When we come back, Pastor Tom Baker is going to join us for our weekly Sunday school lesson. The prophet Nathan is going to rebuke the king in the name of God in 2 Samuel. What did the king do to deserve the rebuke? Lots of stuff. We'll tell the story after this.
Does your church need a full-time or backup organist? The Virtual Organist Service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. You can try it out for free with our demo unit, which allows you and your members to hear and see the virtual organist without obligation and without a sales pitch. For more details, go to churchmusicsolutions.com.
You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org.
There's an app for that.
Where Christianity meets culture, you're listening to Issues Etc.
The Church's Music from the 20th Century.
The
the 17th century. The 11th century. The 8th century. The 4th century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.